Welcome, everyone, to NerdWide.com's weekly podcast titled Hero Cravings, The Multiverse, where we cover and break down all Marvel TV shows, Gotham and Black Lightning, episode by episode for you, the listener. As always, I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with my main man, the co-host, Chris Rivers.
Hi.
That's all you got, Chris. Hi.
That's all I got. Hi.
Quick housekeeping. Don't forget to share, rate, and review this podcast on whatever listening services you listen to this podcast on. Don't forget to share this around as well, because that gives us out to a bigger audience. We are going to start doing live streams either on Twitch or Mixer. And we're actually live right now on Twitch. So if you go to twitch.tv/nerdwide, you can watch the streams live as we air. And then you can also go to youtube.com/nerdwide and subscribe to our videos there, where we do unboxings and reviews occasionally there. We've got a lot more things in the works and plans to go. So make sure you are subscribed to YouTube and following us on Twitch. To get that out of the way, we've got Chris Recaps, Blacklist, and Blindspot at purefandom.com. So make sure you check out his weekly recaps. And Chris, you're back doing that live, right? Since your own little hiatus.
What's that? You broke
Blacklist
up.
Blacklist and Blindspot?
Yes. Blindspot's on a Olympic hiatus. Blacklist, I've not gotten word on that one being on hiatus, so I'm assuming that it will be going this week.
Excellent.
And so I'll be doing a recap of that.
Excellent. Now, everybody, this is our 19th official episode. Let me give you a recap of how the show is going to go down. Each week, we go through all the Multiverse TV episodes in order as they air. We'll be bringing you our thoughts and reactions to every episode. But before we jump right into it, this week's going to be a little different. All we have is Black Lightning, so we are going to, at the very end of this episode, we're going to bring in, after Douche Canoe in our favorite episode, we're going to bring in listener mail. We've got 3 questions so far, and again, like we said, we're streaming live on Twitch, so we might have some questions trickle in, but we're going to answer these questions for you guys and have this new segment where we can, interact with our fans. But, all that being said, let's jump right into it with Black Lightning episode, Black Jesus. What's the episode count? How did I not put the episode count in there? This is
the fourth one.
Fourth episode. Man, it feels like there's... Yeah. I love this show.
Black Jesus.
Yeah, Black Jesus is the title of this episode. We have got a new super drug on the streets, and it has reached the school of Garfield High. It is titled Green Light. Is it Green Lightning or is it Green Light?
It sounded like they were saying Green Lightning at times, but The next episode has Green Light in it, so I'm thinking it's Green Light.
Yeah. Well, this drug apparently just throws you through a loop and gives you super strength. Because old homeboy that was in the bathroom that Jefferson went into to kind of de-escalate this whole situation, he ripped a urinal off first, highly unsanitary, and then threw it at Jeff. So... Come on, kid.
Yeah.
Pick up at least a wall or something.
Yeah. At least grab the sink. There's soap's been in that.
But. Right. I would be okay with getting hit with a soap dispenser, but whatever. Jefferson de-escalates the situation, finds out about this drug, and that's going to be like the big plot of this episode is the green light drug. And then we get a little bit more backstory with Tobias. He goes back to Lady Eve while she's dissecting a live person. Chris, was he alive or was he dead?
I'm thinking he was dead, and she was doing a embalming. But then I wonder if he became a zombie,
right?
Because
there was something going on there.
Yeah, because she's talking to Tobias about how people in, I guess, ancient Africa used to use the bones of albinos for special magic and all this. And then I'm assuming she was bringing this person back from the dead as a zombie, because his eyes open up and he kind of looks at her and she just looks down and is like, huh, and just keeps going.
All right. So, we get a lot of information in this one scene. And, I put in the notes, and I thought that was a lot really interesting. We find out Tobias used to be a politician, which I thought was...
Explains a lot.
Absolutely. hopefully we'll get a little bit more backstory on him later on. But he says he's a lot richer doing what he does now. And then we find out that we kind of got a ranking system here, or like a hierarchy of how all of these people play out. So it looks like we've got Lady Eve and her partners, like at the very tip top, and then you've got Tobias, and then you've got the 100 underneath Tobias, and that's kind of like how this hierarchy is running here. I thought that was kind of cool because I was thinking Tobias at the top, top of the food chain. Last week we kind of got a little hint that he wasn't, but this one, for sure, she was like, because she gave him the 100 and all this other stuff. So there's more to play here, and I feel like Tobias might be the big bad of this season, but then we're going to get to her partners later on.
Go ahead. We also found out too that the her partners were not very happy with the fact that the Reverend and Khalil got shot.
Right.
They did not, especially Khalil. Yeah, she even tells. Yeah, she tells Tobias. She's like, he was going to the Olympics, and that's done now. So it's they are not happy with Tobias at all.
Yeah, especially with she was saying about his reputation. She goes, because you're feared for the one who killed Black Lightning, and we find out Black Lightning is not dead. She goes, that's not good for your reputation, and in return, it's not good for my reputation. So we got a lot of a Tobias-filled episode, in all honesty. He's got a younger sister who comes to town just to kill Black Lightning. Didn't really get into it much with this episode, but she did come to town. But she was very grossed out by him feeding his piranhas. And I'm like, you're supposed to be like this big murderer-type person, and you're freaking out over piranhas. Whatever. Khalil's in rehab. He's trying to strengthen his legs. Ooh, and Chris, I just thought about something. We got another potential for Douche Canoe of the Week. What about the nurses at the rehab in the hospital?
Yeah.
If that happened in real life and that got out, they would be fired on the spot. I know this from all my nursing that I've done, That would be fired on the spot. You're not supposed to have conversations like that, period. Because I said, I don't know why we're trying to do this. He's obviously not going to be able to walk again and stuff like that. And Jennifer, I thought Jennifer was going to snap more, but I feel like there's a relationship dilemma between Khalil and Jennifer now.
Well, yeah, because, they haven't even really dated.
Right.
And she's trying to be there, but, what is she... It's like, what do you do in that situation? Mm-hmm. Because she's got her things that she wants to accomplish in life. Does she put all that on hold to take care of him?
Right.
And she's probably not sure how she approaches that. She's not just going to not go. Her dad's not going to let her not go to college and have her own future. So, I think she's kind of torn right now.
And it's... And of course, to follow the Khalil story up and kind of... We'll go with the Khalil story, and then we'll switch over to the Anissa story of this episode. He gets a mysterious donor. He was on TV. A reporter came in and interviewed him and see how he's doing. Basically show the community that he's still okay and everything. And then he just randomly gets a PlayStation 4, some new shoes, a new watch, anything and everything he could want. Just showed up at his room, and we find out that Tobias sent it, but it's because he is trying to turn the community against Black Lightning.
Yeah.
And have a community fear instead of him trying to do it himself. Him and his sister, Tobias and his sister talked about, she's like, why would we kill him when we could have the people of Friedland do it? I was like, makes sense. Turn the good guy, who everyone thinks is the good guy, into the bad guy. And here we are. It makes sense, but in the fan mail, on the fan listening mail we've got later on, there's actually a question we got about this part. So I'm not going to get into it too much about this whole deal and scenario. But the end of Khalil's story for this episode, we find out his spinal cord was actually severed, and he will never be able to walk again.
Yeah, earlier in the episode, they thought it. They said it's almost completely severed, and at the end, they say no, it has completely severed.
I wonder why. I wonder if it was him trying to go to rehab so early or something. Maybe.
Possibly, which that's what I didn't understand. If his spine is almost completely severed, why do you have him struggling to walk and twisting and stuff like that?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Should be on bed rest. But I mean, we found out like this was it 4 weeks since the last episode? I think was like the time that happened in the show. It was either 2 or 4 weeks. They like someone mentioned it for a quick second. So, but he should still be on bed rest, in my opinion, especially if it's almost severed, you know. But right. That was the end of his story, and of course, Tobias shows up and is like, you know, actually, if Black Lightning wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't have gotten shot. And I'm like, dude, you shot him. But whatever. Well, he'll figure it out later on, I'm sure. All right. Now, this is a fun one I've wanted to talk about since we watched this episode, but Anissa. You know, last week we've got this big thing of she's starting to discover her powers, understand what she can and can't do. She gets smart mouthed by these two corner guys on the street of Freeland who was selling drugs to her students. And, you know, paraphrasing here, they were like, you know, excuse my French for our younger audiences, but we should be watching this show anyways if you're the younger audience. But she said, they said, bitch, what are you going to do? And she said, would you just call me? And, you know, like, oh, you heard me type thing. And she kind of gets this look in her eye. And you're like, she is about to do something to them. Well, she comes back late at night. And for some reason, they're still sitting on the street corner. And she pulls her hood up and then hits a guy real hard. And then, you know, throws the other guy. But then right. She goes and checks on the first one. And I think it was kind of setting up that she killed him. But he was still breathing. So I don't know. Whatever, you know.
Well, I think she was scared. Apparently his pulse was weak. He was breathing a little funny. So she calls 911.
Right.
And, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to look at any of the camera footage around. And she's about to get revealed.
Right.
Although we have someone that apparently is now aware of her.
Dude, I don't get this. So the next part is they're leaving this lesbian lounge that Grace, which is, I'm assuming her girlfriend now, is, or just her friend, rather, is the bartender of, and they were leaving, and these five group of guys or so showed up and said, oh, aren't you the bartender of that lesbian whorehouse? And Anissa, well, Grace gets hit down and knocked out. Random. Convenient, rather.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the script, I guess. Then she throws her, Anissa throws her hood up, and we flash over to Jeff, where he's at this whole green light production facility, and starts hearing explosions. Well, we find out these explosions, did you get, like, they're more earthquakey than explosions. Did you get that, catch on to that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as Jeff or Black Lightning, you know, goes to the little scene outside of this lesbian club, he sees the destruction and all these bodies laying around, which I don't think they look like they were dead or anything. Because if they were, I feel like Black Lightning would have done something a little bit more. But he's talking to Gamby. He goes, what happened here? And Gamby is watching it. And he sees somebody with a hood up and stomping the ground and just throwing all these people about. And he told Jefferson it's probably nothing. He goes, I don't know what happened. And he said, get back to the industrial site where the drugs were. And so he does, and then Gamby goes out and, like, gets an imprint of the little shoe foot, the shoe print and everything, and, like, is kind of doing everything, and then deletes the evidence again. It's the same thing he did with Tobias last week. And I'm just like, what's his deal? I don't understand what the whole point of doing this, you know? Why is he not telling Black Lightning? I didn't understand it.
I think he definitely saw Anissa's face. And, you know, you don't just say, especially when Black Lightning's out in the field, you don't just say, hey, by the way, I just saw Anissa. She's the one that caused that earthquake, basically, and she's apparently got superpowers.
Right.
You know, he's probably going to have to come up with a way to drop that on him gently.
I just what this is it a trust issue? Because like he didn't tell about Tobias being alive either. Which one I understand a little bit more than this situation.
Yeah, that one I think was more just let's have him focus on the immediate issues at hand, and when he needs to get to Tobias, I'll tell him about it.
Right.
But I think this is just him trying to find the right way, the right time to let him know. And he'll probably talk with Anissa first, would be my guess, and figure out, be like, hey, I know what's going on. We need to tell your father, kind of thing.
Man, I don't know what's going on. Like, I know we talked about last week, maybe what if she's like a bad guy, but what we saw new evidence this episode where she felt like so guilty she called 911 on the kid.
Yeah.
I don't think she has the heart to be a villain, but she definitely called out the police inspector and his wife. She's like, the police aren't doing anything. You know, I'm like, oh, you know.
Yeah. So, which, you know, from her perspective as someone who has marched in all those marches, who's protested at all these protests, who's trying to do good by becoming a teacher in the community, she's seeing firsthand that what the police are doing isn't solving the problem. It might be helping, but it's not solving it completely. And she's looking at it from the standpoint of, especially now that she has powers, if someone with powers can step in and do something, a vigilante, then why not? You know, because the police can't do it all, obviously.
I'm just ready for her to get her namesake. Her superhero name. Maybe they'll contact Cisco. And then the whole Lynn situation.
Oh, get her off there.
God, I'll let you take over this one. Because, I mean, we've got the same relationship between, like, on Arrowverse with Maggie and Alex that you have with Lynn. So I'll let you take over on this one.
I put a note in our show notes saying that Lynn and Renee from Arrow need their own show called Nobody Cares.
Or just get them off the show.
Where they could be whiny and flip-floppy and do their thing and nobody'd have to watch it. She's all the time, it's, I don't think you should be Black Lightning. I don't think you should be Black Lightning. But then the second that their kids are in trouble, be Black Lightning.
Right.
You know, it's, you don't get it both ways. He's not just going to be a superhero for your children. There are bigger problems. I mean, when a guy has his reputation as a principal of a school, it's because he wants to help people. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to have these powers and continue to suppress them because she doesn't want him to do it. I mean, that essentially would make he and her complicit in any crime that gets committed because he could be out there stopping it.
Well, and see, what doesn't make sense to me either is, oh God, I just lost my train of thought. That what? No, the whole thing with, okay, you know what? I already forgot what I was going to say. Like, I don't even know what I was doing there. Like, he called her and then she sent him to voicemail. And then she calls him, and he answers and everything, and being all sweet. But, here's my point. We talked about it a little bit in the pre-show earlier. But I don't understand, because he stopped being Black Lightning 9 years ago. And they're still not together. I mean, I don't understand this. You made him stop being Black Lightning, or promise to not be Black Lightning, but you still don't stay with him, or whatever. Like,
yeah,
he's so head over heels for Lynn. And I'm like, dude, she doesn't want you. So,
She wants him to stay around so that he's available when she wants something from him, but she doesn't actually want to commit to him again.
I just don't get it. And I wish someone would call her out.
Yeah.
Then, we got a lot with Jefferson Pierce, a.k.a. Black Lightning, a.k.a. Jeff, a.k.a. Cress Williams. We got a big episode with him, not so much as Black Lightning, but more so as the principal. And the moments where he was talking to the school board and his vice principal and everything, like, it's you feel Jeff Pierce's heart towards his students, you know? He's protecting these kids as much as he is as Black Lightning. And I mean, of course, that's one of the big things about the show. But the board member gave him an ultimatum. They said, you know, we won't expel him, but you have to give up your seat on the school board. So he won't have a vote for future things because he's too attached.
Now, the way I took it is he'll have a vote, but it'll be one vote. Whereas right now he gets to be the sole decider of punishment.
Yeah, that makes more sense than how I was thinking it. But I don't know. It was real cool to see more of a principal aspect for him. So, but do you have anything else for this episode for this show?
No, I mean, get Lynn out of there, man.
Just take Lynn and Renee and put them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Early numbers, 0.6 rating, which is down 0.2, 1.88 million viewers, which is down 0.33, and you've actually got a note here, it's the lowest overnight viewership number for the first four episodes, which this is episode four, so it's the lowest overnight viewership.
Mm. Yeah. Now it's just four episodes, so
yeah. They're not worried. That's still a lot. Yes, 1.88. Next episode, which is next week, is titled "And the Devil Brought the Plague: The Book of Greenlight." I love it. It's a little long. I think they're going to do the books. You see how they're doing it? They're like the Book of the Wanda. Now we've got the Book of Greenlight. Well, who has the honor for Douche Canoe, Chris? Do you mean I can amp that up a little bit more if you want me to? You ready for it? I'll go ahead. We're live on Twitch. Ready?
Uh-oh.
It is time for the fan favorite segment on Hero Cravings. We got Douche Canoe of the Week. Chris Rivers, who has the honor?
The corner dealers.
Absolutely. The way they treated Anissa. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, she got him back.
That's true. And she would hit her packing. It's like, what are you going to do? And pulls up his shirt and shows a gun. I'm like, that is so overplayed on the show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, makes sense. It's a bad spot, too.
You know what she should have done? She should have reached over real quick, pulled the trigger, and shot him in the weenie.
Right.
Because he had it.
His problem.
He had it right down the front of his pants, pointing right at it. It's like,
not smart guy.
No. I guess when you never use it, there's no reason to worry about it.
Chris, I almost hate to ask, but what's your favorite episode this week?
You know, Tyler, I think it's going to be Gotham. No.
Can't wait for that show to come back, by the way.
Black Lightning.
That was mine, too.
Look at that. Great minds think alike.
Right. Now, that is all for, you know, the shows we have for this week. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, we're going to read off some three fan mail questions that we've got in for the week. Now, Chris, we'll start off with this one. Let me actually get to it. Now, what did we see? For all of our shows, which dead character from the first half of the season do you wish were still alive and why? This is actually coming from Anthony S.
Oh, wow.
We need to take an episode show by show. Let's start. Well, we can't really do Black Lightning, so let's do Gotham.
Gotham.
I already know my answer for that one.
Go ahead with your answer.
Professor Pig. Professor Pig or Carmine Falcone. Because
I'm gonna have to go with Carmine because I think there was more that they could have done with him coming up.
Right. I especially with his daughter being the way she is for this.
Yeah.
Especially killing him off, which I'm sure he's on other shows now because he wasn't really in the past couple of seasons anyways. I think that was for. So, what else shows do we? We don't have any other show, do we? Besides Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
For the
from the universe.
Let's see. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think the one that I would bring back if possible. I'm actually going to say Deke.
Yeah, because R.I.P. I liked what they were doing with him. They could have...
Yeah.
I feel like they could have kept him around as a relationship piece, which this is getting a little close to another question territory we have here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's... I should probably start sending you the questions.
Well, don't expound on it.
Yeah, so Deke, yes. Now, I know this isn't really answering the Anthony's question here. Excuse me if you heard that jingling. That was my dog shaking in the background. But I want Grant Ward back. Really bad. I really liked his character and what they've done with him. I feel like that he could be redeemed. He's redeemable.
How do you bring him back, though?
I don't know. That's who I would. Look, Chris, how would you bring him back? It's who would you want brought back? story-wise, right. I don't know how they could do that without bringing in what's-his-name in, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do all, like, the all the Hero Cravings shows, or just those two?
We can, if you have more answers. I could certainly think of some.
Let's do Supergirl. First half of the season. Did we have anybody die in the first half of the season?
I don't.
I don't think anybody's died.
I mean, you wanted to kill Maggie, but outside of that,
oh, thank God she's gone.
I'm trying to think of like characters that were there. Oh, Livewire.
Oh, yep. That's what I would say for Supergirl too. I love Livewire. Why do you want her back, Chris?
I think there's a lot more that they could do with her. You know, we talked at the time that they killed her off that there were so many more storylines they could have had her involved with.
Could have been a hero.
Even possibly joining the DEO and working with them, especially with the World Killer storyline. You know, they need all the help they can get. And I thought that would have been a good one for her.
I think my answer is right. Like for Y is right there as well with her. There's just so much you could have done with Livewire. What's the next one? Flash is next.
Yeah.
So
my answer on this is going to be DeVoe.
Original
DeVoe, because I like the actor.
And the actor you are talking about is, I've got it pulled up. Let me get the full cast.
But I just felt like it would have meant more if it were still him.
Right.
You know, this whole thing of having his consciousness.
Excuse me.
Yeah. This whole thing of having his consciousness jump into different bodies and everything is, I mean, it certainly creates a challenge for the team because they don't necessarily know who he is now.
Right.
But I felt like it would have been more dramatic to have it continue to be him. Because obviously the wife now cares less because he's not there. You know,
he's just the mind. He's not really the body who she fell in love with. I mean, right. She even mentioned that on this week's episode.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of who else died at the beginning of the season. And that's one thing with these hiatuses, which I understand why they do them, but I forget like the first half of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really much of a death as much so as it is just a character. I wish they would have brought Kid Flash back in. Because, yeah. Which I mean, we know he's going to Legends. I believe he's permanently on there. But it would have been, because they still could have had a speedster out and about while Barry's in jail. And had a little more character development with him, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do.
There's no need to even ask about Legends of Tomorrow. You
Right.
know, we all know it's going to be Stein.
Oh, yeah, Victor Garber. Good point. What about Arrow? I don't think we had like a lot of important deaths, but
No, I.
now, who I wouldn't bring back is William's mom, because I like having William around. So technically, she was a death for us, but
Yeah.
I don't want her back.
Probably, and look, that this one just happened, we think. Caden James,
Right.
because I like Michael Emerson's work as an actor, so I enjoy when he's on stuff. It's going to kind of be a bummer not to see him still showing up each week.
It was really cool to see him this week too, portray in the past, It's really good for his character, and it was really good watching him do that. I think that Anthony, I hope that answered your questions. Was that all of our shows? I believe it was.
I think that was, yeah, I think, well,
Inhumans.
actually, no, we Inhumans and the Gifted we missed.
Oh. Gifted.
The Gifted would be easy for me.
Who you got for the Gifted?
The Gifted would be Dreamer.
That was a rough death.
Yeah, it was. And I
Sure.
felt like it was completely unnecessary.
Right.
But
Trying to think of. Oh, what's his name? So I brought back Eclipse's friend, not Eclipse's friend, Thunderbird's friend, the one who got converted.
Pulse.
Yeah, Pulse. I feel like they could have redeemed him somehow, but
Yeah,
instead they
they
killed him
could have.
off. That's a good answer. Ooh, you like that one, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, should we even ask Inhumans since technically it's not a show anymore? But we did cover it. The only one I can think of is Karnak, anyways. Well, not Karnak,
Gorgon.
Gorgon.
Yeah, I mean, and it's I've heard it's gonna be canceled. It hasn't become official, I don't think, but
I hate that.
okay.
All right, next question comes from Zachariah, or sorry, Zachary K. It is, if you, since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s on hiatus, that's how he starts this off. If you could have one person from the future come back into the past, who would it have been? Mine's
One
Flint.
person
From the
come
future, coming back to the present, technically.
if I had gotten my wish on having one person remain alive, it would have been Deke.
Yeah.
If he's staying dead, obviously Flint.
Tess got on my nerves a little bit, but
Well,
Flint would have.
she's a zombie now, so
Yeah. Well, Flint would just would have added so much to Yo-Yo and Mac's life, especially since Mac doesn't have his daughter around anymore because of the whole framework stuff. It'd have been nice
right.
to him be this father role again. And I feel like
Yeah.
they both would have done a great job. That was a good question. And then the last one we have comes from a beautiful blonde named Jamie H. She asks, with this, I don't know if she's, I'm pretty sure she's a beautiful blonde.
Just everybody with the name Jamie
Yeah,
is.
Jamie H. Those initials. She asked, with this most recent episode of Black Lightning, do you think we will ever see one, Khalil be a villain? And two, do you think Tobias, with him having all this money and all this power, do you think they'll have like a microchip, kind of like how Felicity has an arrow, so he can walk and run again? Now we can handle the we handle the first. We'll do it in parts. So we'll do the first part. Do we think he'll become a villain? My answer is yes, but until he realizes he's being played, is my answer.
Yeah.
I could see him being a bad guy trying to take down Black Lightning, but until he finds out he's being played.
Yeah, I mean, there are some theories popping around online, and it's not really a big theory that he's going to become the newest member of the 100.
Take over a Lala spot.
Possibly. I mean, he's smart,
Right.
so, but, as far as him becoming a villain in the sense of developing some sort of ability or, you know, becoming like a super villain, I don't think he's going to go down that road. I think he'll become kind of like another Lala.
Yeah. Kind of like a minor villain.
Yeah. Someone that Tobias will put between himself and Black Lightning.
Now, second part of this question for this, I'm assuming Lovely Blind. Do you think we'll see some sort of technology where he's able to walk into a run again? Or do
Possibly.
you, yeah, see,
But
I could
it's.
see both sides of a coin here. Like, you see us leaving him crippled, and this is the whole anger part of Black Lightning. Because I can feel Tobias, like, feeding on Khalil's anger. But I can also see him getting some sort of powers or being, like, a sub-character to Gambi. Ultimately, that's what I would want, is Khalil to be, like, Gambi's sidekick and, like, learning Gambi stuff. Because, you know, Gambi's getting older. I feel like that'd be really cool, you know? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I just don't, I mean, it's not a damaged spinal cord, it's severed.
Right.
So I don't know. It's not like with Arrow where they could just put a chip in and correct something. Yeah, I mean it's possible though. I mean, it's obviously it's a show based on a comic book, so they can make
Anything's
whatever.
possible.
Yeah, they can make whatever science they want.
Right.
It's a good question though.
Yeah, that was a there's a
We had three
twofer, but
good
it was still
questions.
good. I think that was a good little bit for our first segment of that. And of course, we might bring in some more questions for Hero Cravings now that those shows are on hiatus. But we're also obviously going to keep bringing them in for this show. So do stick around for that. Chris, do you have anything else for this week?
I do not.
Excellent. Well, we'll close out the show. So everyone, that's it for this week. If you're tuning in live on Twitch, thank you. We enjoyed it having you. Thanks for listening to us. And make sure you subscribe to all of our podcast services around the world. And if you do, subscribe. Not subscribe, review and share around. We like to be tossed around like some however you want to put it, Chris. We like to be
Pass me
shared.
around.
So don't forget to share us on all your favorite social media platforms. Follow NerdWine on Twitter at nerd_wine. And you can follow me at Ty_Haynes. And you can follow Mr. Rivers at MavTN7. Don't forget, if you do follow us on Twitter, tag us and let us know what show you came from. And we'll spark up some conversation and potentially get your voices heard on the air. As always, I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with the man himself, Chris Rivers. And we cannot wait to share our thoughts with you next week.
Bye, everyone.